Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, this is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. The name of the ministry is Torah Life Ministries, that's T-O-R-A-H. And many Christians might think that's a Jewish word, but it's not. It's a Bible word, and it means instructions or guidelines of our Creator. And all of the people in Scripture desire to follow these first five books of the Bible, and it's the foundation of all Scripture. In fact, in the book of Timothy, it says, all Scripture is profitable for man. And when that was written, there was no New Testament. You see, they all seek to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Even Yeshua, the Messiah, the one you call Jesus himself, pointed people towards these guidelines and instructions. Many Christians today, however, believe that the New Testament replaced the Old Testament. But I will submit to you that there's a problem with your Bible and you need to rip out the page that separates the Old Testament from the New Testament, because it's not two books. It's one book. And all of the saints in the renewed covenant in the New Testament desire to carry out and live according to the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, as found in the first five books. And there's one person in Scripture named King David, who is known to have a heart of our very Creator Yahweh, and he sang and cried out on a regular basis about the consequences of following or being disobedient to the guidelines and instructions of Torah, known as the Psalms. And on my website, Torah Life Ministries, I'm currently reading different Psalms live every single day over the radio and different forms of media, YouTube, Periscope, Instagram, Facebook, and live every day I'm doing that. And I'm reading different Psalms, and I wanted to put one of those Psalms here on the radio station for you to hear today to give you an idea. You can go back to my website and you can TorahLifeMinistries.org, and you can listen to the previous Psalms, or you can listen live each day if you sign up for the newsletter. But here is a Psalm that we're reading today for you on this radio station, and we also have fellowship locally in South Florida, 3 p.m. on Saturdays if you want to join us. It's in Lake Worth. You can check out that information on my website or the contact information after this video. So here is the psalm I am reading right now. We are reading Psalm 40 today, continuing to read a psalm every day to remind you there's six things we need to be doing as believers on a regular basis: pray, praise, proclaim, read, repent, and submit. And we need to do those things. And we're talking about praises and singing. And it says in 1 Chronicles 16:23, sing to Yahweh, all the earth, for proclaim the news from day to day of his salvation, of his Yeshua, hallelujah. And that's what today's psalm is about. It's about a new song that he gives us in our heart and singing. And there's some amazing information in today's psalm. But before we get there, let's give a Shabbat shofar blast to everybody. Hallelujah. All right. Shabbat shalom, everybody that's joining us. We're continuing reading the Psalms every day, encouraging everybody to do so. And I am just absolutely so excited to be here this morning and be reading this and just having the opportunity and the health and the knowledge to come here with you guys and be reading your scriptures, the scriptures. Hallelujah. So Psalms 40, a chief musician, a psalm of David. Waiting, I have waited on Yahweh, and he turned to me and heard my cry. And a lot of translations say, I wait patiently on Yahweh. And that's the thing we often struggle with, and it's waiting as believers, waiting on him. And it says, we wait patiently on him. So we set the example of those who set the example. David, with the heart of Yahweh, already through his first 39 Psalms that we read, we see he had amazing faith and amazing trust. And here we see his patience, waiting on Yahweh. And he says, and he drew me up from the pit of torment, out of miry clay. He lifted my feet on a rock. He directed my steps. There are many verses that talk about him strengthening our ankles so our feet will not stumble from his path, that we all have the choice to choose to be on, Many will not take that narrow path. Many will take that wide path. It is only that narrow path that leads to that narrow gate, and that narrow gate is Yahshua, our Messiah. And that narrow path is the instructions of our Creator, known as the Torah. It says in verse 3, He put a new song of praise to our Elohim in my mouth. Many shall see and shall fear and shall trust in Yahweh. So there's several things we need to understand. First of all, David wasn't speaking these psalms. He was singing these psalms. And he was crying out in this song, singing with all his heart. When you see a musician playing an instrument and they're just so into it, you can imagine David just being into this, playing the harp and whatever else, and singing these songs to Yahweh. Maybe sometimes they were just right off his tongue. Maybe sometimes they were well thought out and studied. But Yah, after these first psalms, Yah put a new song on his heart, continuing to speak to him, hear him, and so on. So he put a new song of praise. And he put a new song of praise to our Elohim in my mouth. Many shall see and shall fear and shall trust in Yahweh. Hallelujah. Many shall see, fear, and trust. You see, number one, it comes down to our eyes to be opened. Our eyes need to be open to the truth, and he opens our eyes. Then the next step is we need to fear him. Most people fear man more than they fear our Creator, and that's a big problem. So we need to have our eyes open by Yahweh, and this is why so many Christians are stuck in their man-made traditions, and so many of the Jewish people are stuck in their man-made traditions, and so many people of the different faiths around the world are stuck in their man-made traditions, because Yahweh has not yet opened their eyes. It's not that the information is out there. He will open up our eyes when he feels we're ready for it. So he opens up our eyes. Now we have a choice. Are we going to fear him or not? So we fear him. And we put our trust in him. And four, blessed is the man who sets Yahweh as his trust and does not turn to the proud or to those who turn to a lie. And some say there's those who turn to idols. No. We need to. It says in the scriptures, wisdom is fearing Yahweh. That's wisdom. And to he that does it, he will be blessed. And the greatest blessing of all scriptures, we have Yahweh's ear. And he hears our prayers, and he answers our prayers. And hallelujah for that. Blessed be to Yahweh. So blessed is the man who sets Yahweh as his trust and does not turn to the proud or to those who turn to a lie. So it says here, Yahweh will open up the eyes so man will see and fear and trust. And blessed is that man who sets Yahweh as his trust and does not turn to his former ways or the man's former ways or where he used to turn. Verse 5, many things have you done, O Yahweh, my Elohim, your works of wonder and your purpose towards us. There is none to set them in order to you. I will declare and I will speak. They are more than can be counted. I will declare and I will speak. Remember, one of those six things that I talk about we need to be doing on a regular basis as a believer is to proclaim. We need to go out there and proclaim the word, proclaim Yahweh, and go out there and let others know about him, who he is, and what he's done. That's what we need to do. And so pray. We got praying. We got praising. We got proclaiming. We got reading, repenting, and submitting. And now we get to the submitting part. So again, these six things are all over scripture, what we need to be doing. Now we get to the submitting part. It says here, and verse 6 to 8 are pretty powerful verses here of the Psalms. And if we have to pull out some verses from every psalm that are most powerful, every word of scripture is profitable for man. But when we look at verses 6 to 8, and we see a really powerful thing here that many people might miss. But when we look at the messianic verses or the pre-understanding verses of Yahshua, our Messiah, and we see the David talking about him and everyone leading up to him. We see verse 6 and 8 of Psalm 40 that is often mistranslating in scriptures. But we see here in verse 6, sacrifice and offering you did not desire. And that was what was going on at the time. There were sacrifices and offerings made, but that wasn't his plan A and his original desire. And this verse, but a body you have prepared for me. You have not asked for burnt offerings and sin offerings. See, some translations will mess that up. Some translation will say, what it says here. Some translations will say you have opened my ears in that, and it's a misquote or mistranslation. What it really says in the oldest manuscripts in Psalms 40 verse 6, a body you have prepared for me. You have not asked for offerings or sin offering. And then it says in verse 7, then I said, lo, I come in the roll of the book. It is written of me. I delight to you, to your will. My Elohim and your Torah is within my inmost soul. So the written word of our Creator, not the oral law or the man-made system of Judaism of that time. That's not what Yahweh was desiring. Not the doing away with certain things in the man-made system of Christianity in the Catholic Church today. That's not what he was desiring. It says, David, I delight, and this he had a heart of Yahweh. It says, I delight in your will, in your will, in your Torah, in your instructions. And that's what we need to delight in, his instructions, his guidelines. That's what we need to do. I delight in your will, O my Elohim, and your truth is within my innermost soul. When he says he's given us a new covenant, he wants us to take it off paper, and he wants it to be on our hearts. Do we understand that, folks? His will for us to be not just written instructions on pieces of paper that we have to read to understand. He wants it to become so much part of it, part of our DNA, that we read it, we understand it, and we trust it on a regular basis. We live it. That we no longer need to learn from our neighbors, that we already know upon waking up, we know exactly what he wants us to do. We know his will for us, and he's given to us. He's written it out for us. That's what his Torah is. That's what his guidelines and instructions are. And that's what we need to do. We have it, folks. Verse 9, I have announced righteousness in the great assembly. Behold, I will not restrain my lips, O Yahweh. You know. Proclaiming and telling and letting people know the way, the truth, and the life of what's to come, Yeshua, the Messiah, and living out Yahweh's will through his Torah, his guidelines and instructions, and receiving those blessings that come along with that. That's what this psalm is all about. The new song is replacing the what was on paper, what the system was doing back then. The new song is praises to our Creator for giving us all he's given us and for Messiah to come. It says in verse 10, I have not concealed your righteousness in my heart. I speak your faithfulness and your salvation, your Yeshua. I have not hidden your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. We need to go out there, go stand, speak. We need to tell everyone about this. This is the new song, to sing out loud, to sing out proud, to sing out everyone. That's what we need to do. We need to go and shout it and let people know. That's what we need to do and not be ashamed of his word. Hallelujah. That's what we need to go and get it out. It says in verse 11, do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Yahweh. Let your loving kindness and your truth always watch over me. And we've already seen from the beginning of all these prayers by David and these songs by David, Yahweh protects his righteous ones. Yah protects the ones that are righteous. Those that are seeking his will, he will protect you. And here David says, do not withhold your tender mercies from me. O Yahweh, let your loving kindness and your truth always watch over me. His truth is his covenant. He says, here is what my will is for you. And he says, know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. Taking no pleasure in the death of the evildoers, the wicked ones, those that do not want to be disobedient. But revealing the truth to them so that they would change, they would repent, and they would see the way, the truth, and the life of Yeshua Messiah, who set the example known as the living Torah or the living instructions, or my will, who I want you to esteem, who I want you to follow. Follow Yeshua, our Messiah, and not make excuses for it. And there are so many people that are so deceived out there, and that's what the enemy does. Somebody told me the other day, we're only here, 40, 50, 60, 70 years we've been here. The enemies have a long time to be here to try to deceive us and take us away. And he's not going to mess with us physically, but mentally he's going to destroy us. And he does that by keeping us away from Yah's truth, making us think Yah's truth doesn't matter, but Yah's truth is everything. everything. And we need to be obedient in it. And we need to have a desire that it becomes the innermost part of our soul, part of our DNA, that we know it so well and we live it so well. And we don't second guess it when times are hard and things are bad. It says in 11, do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Yahweh. Let your loving kindness and your truth always watch over me. He gave us his salvation, Yahshua our Messiah, as our comforter, to help us, to comfort us, to be with us during those trials, and to set the example of how we are to live. And here he's saying, do not withhold your tender mercies. Yeshua is grace and mercy. That's what his blood does for us. Through his grace and mercy, he set us free from death row, and he's given us Messiah and the blood of Messiah. And here's David looking forward to that day. Do not withhold your tender mercies from me. He already knows the body's been prepared for him. He already said it, but it's been taken out of most scriptures and mistranslated that we just read. He says, do not withhold your salvation from me. Do not withhold Messiah from me, O Yahweh. Let your loving kindness and your truth always watch over me. Let him always cover me. I will submit to you and your ways and cover me. Cover me and protect me and be my protector. And I want to submit to you, Father Yahweh. It says, verse 12, for evils have surrounded me until there is no number. My iniquities have taken hold on me, and I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs on my head, and my heart fails me. My flesh is weak. Let my spirit rise above that, and let me not see all the enemies that are trying to overtake me. And David continuously and consistently cried out to Yah that his enemies would get, he wouldn't need to take revenge on them, that Yahweh would take care of them. And he could just stay and focus on Yah's will and what Yah wanted. Verse 13, but pleased to deliver me, O Yahweh, hasten to my help. So it was even though David waited patiently for Yahweh to come to his rescue, he said it quite clearly, deliver me, Yahweh, hasten to my help. Let those seeking my soul to destroy it be ashamed and humbled together. Let those delighting in my evil be driven back and disgraced. And I would say more than half of the Psalms are David speaking about his enemies and praying to Yahweh and singing to Yahweh and crying out to Yahweh that Yahweh would not only destroy them and take them away from desiring to falsely accuse David of doing things he wasn't doing. You see, when you come up against Yah's anointed, you're coming up against Yahweh, but he would ask them to be humbled. And just like Yahweh's desire, I take no pleasure of the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live, so they can have life. And here you see David with that same asking of, let them be ashamed and humbled together, that they'll be humbled to admit that they're wrong and they'll see the way, the truth, and the light. Praying for his enemies, consistently praying for his enemies. Verse 15, let them desolate until it is the reward for their shame, for they are saying to me, aha, aha. Verse 16, let all who are seeking you be glad in you and always say, may Yahweh be magnified, those loving your salvation, those loving your Yeshua. May they always be pleased, all those who seek in you, may they be glad and satisfied with the joy that they have inside that can't even come close to all the happenings that come on the outside based on things that happened. You see, it's not about happiness or unhappiness. That's based on something that happens in the world. No, this is about joy. See, happiness is determined by the outside, but joy comes from the inside. And to all those of you that are seeking Yeshua, Yahweh's salvation, and appreciate it for it, and do not take it for granted, you be glad always. May you be glad knowing the way, the truth, and the life, and that your eyes were opened, and you go out there and you're not ashamed or embarrassed to tell others about the way, the truth of life of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Verse 17, but I am poor and needy, Yahweh, will take thought for me. You are my help and my deliverer. Oh, my Elohim, do not delay. Do not delay. And all of this is leading up and talking about our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua, who is to come. And that's what David was. He was just such an amazing, poetic person who had such a high position in life, but humbled himself to the lowest of lowest, to come to Yahweh in a completely submissive way, to be wise enough to repent when he knew that he was wrong, to ask for wisdom and clarity even when he thought he was right, not to let pride overtake him, and just showing an example of the heart of Yeshua that we all need to strive for to see, the heart of our wonderful Creator. And that's where we need to do it. And telling you, saints, we need to be patient out there. We need to be patient because this world is trying to destroy us. This world's trying to take us down. But do not let it. Do not let it. Sing. Sing to this new song. And don't be like the people that just go with their lips and they start singing things like this. I type the Psalms 40 songs into the internet and to hear some of these words being sung. And you got even rock bands like YouTube singing this psalm. Pretty amazing stuff. But you know what? Your actions, it says in the scriptures, as a man looks into the river and sees his image, the heart reveals who you are. The heart reveals who you really are. And your actions, your heart is revealed by your actions and what you're doing. Are you going out there proclaiming him? Are you praising him? Are you praying, speaking to him? Are you reading and repenting on a daily basis? And are you able and willing to submit yourself to him on a regular basis? Are you able to admit and understand that the most submissive person in all scripture was our Messiah, Yeshua himself? And if we are to take the example of Yeshua, we ought to follow the order of Yahweh and submit to him and his will and his way? Or are you stuck in the man-made systems of today? The man-made systems that keep us oppressed. The man-made system that keep us in slavery. The man-made system that don't set us free. The word says, know the truth and the truth shall set you free. That truth is Yah's will, his instructions, his guidelines that you're willing to submit to. That truth is the order that Yahweh puts things to our Messiah that you're willing to say, I want to follow you and not follow man's ways. That trust and that will is the understanding of the fear of Yahweh. That is wisdom. The fear of Yahweh is wisdom and not the fear of man's and man's ways. And not being affected emotionally or spiritually or physically by man's things and man's ideas and man's ways, but by going according to the ways of our Creator and living with joy and smiling and taking joy even at the hardest times of your life, knowing that he will pull you out. Just like David said at the beginning of this psalm, he was stuck in mud, stuck in, you know, so bad and so, you know, so terrible for him, you know, but he patiently waited. And Yahweh drew him from the pit, the pit. He drew him out. And that's what he does. He draws us out. He will pull you out. No matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, do not give up faith. We look at King David and we see what he had. He had amazing faith and amazing trust. And it takes a blind faith and a blind trust to know that Yah has his best in for you. And, you know, it's just a year ago now, I was going through one of the hardest, darkest times of my life and going through serious spiritual battle. And, you know, remaining faithful that Yah would take care of things and trusting that even things beyond my own understanding, you could even imagine how much joy and how much I could be experiencing just now a year later. And if I see him do it with me, I know he could do it with others because there are people that are deeper than I was and they have a greater reward than I got. But ultimately, we all got the same reward that we're striving for. Hallelujah. And that is Yeshua. But I'm telling you, no matter how bad it seems, no matter how dark it is, remember David, his own son was coming after him to kill him. He had a whole bunch of people coming after him to destroy him for something he did not do. And he remained faithful. He remained humble and he got through it. He patiently waited. Even times of him crying out to Yahweh, take care of me now and help this. Wipe away my enemies now. How much more can I take? How much more? But what did he do when he came to Father Yahweh, and when he knows he messed up, he humbly brought to himself, saying, I know I messed up. You know, be merciful on me. You know, don't let my enemies overtake me, and not in your anger, don't punish me. Help me overcome and help me realize and help me learn. See, that's what the heart of David was. He wanted to learn from his mistakes. He wanted to draw closest as possible to Yahweh's loving kindness, which is Yeshua, our Messiah. And he looked forward to that day. And when that body that was prepared for him, would be his comforter and his helper. And now we have him. We have that day. That day is here. And, you know, I'm calling out to everybody, no matter where you are, no matter where you came from. You know, it's about starting today, repenting today. And it's not where you came from. It's where you're going. And you need to desire to be part of the Commonwealth of Israel and desire to understand Scripture, that your eyes may be open. That needs to be your prayer if you haven't seen this yet, that Yahweh would open your eyes and he would have an ear to hear your prayer. That's it right there. And when he does that and you start understanding the will that he that needs to be done, his will, and the foundation of all Scripture, the first five books of the Bible known as the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, that King David based his whole life on, that every psalm and every song came from the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. As it says in the Renewed Covenant, every word of Scripture is profitable for man, and there was no New Testament at that time. Stop being like the replacement theology people today that try to replace Israel with the church today. No, the church today, you know, it's not about that. It needs about who is Israel and what is sin. Israel are those that desire to follow Yeshua and follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And sin is transgression of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, which the church today is teaching against. We need to be with it. We need to follow it. And we need to rebuke those things and get away from those things. Hallelujah. So repent needs to be one of the most beautiful, sweet words that we have this opportunity for his mercy and his grace, because we come to him with a repentive heart for messing up what we thought we've been knowing. People come to me all the time and they say, oh, they have a relationship with him. They think they're close to him. Well, if you so are, how come you're not following what he told you to do, what he asked you to do, and what people died for, so you can get these words in your hands to see how to do? So we need to do that. We need to get on right and straight. And we need to understand and cry out to him on a regular basis and sing praises day to day of his salvation. Remember, pray, praise, proclaim, read, and repent and submit. These are the things that we need to be doing on a regular basis. And we need to make a checklist, go through that checklist. And people need to know. They need to hear the way, the truth, and the life. Yeshua, Messiah, hallelujah. And I'm getting on every day. Reading different parts of Scripture to encourage you to be into the Word, to hear the Word. And you can go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, or you can go to the YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries, and you can see that. And every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we have live fellowship via YouTube, and you can get there through the website. That's every Friday. And just continuing to stay in the Word. So get to my website, check it out. Thank you, everybody, for watching today, and may you have a blessed Shabbat day, which is the fourth commandment to keep this day holy and set apart. So, everybody, have a blessed day, and thank you for listening today, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
This is Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. If it seems like life's getting more and more complex and you don't know where to find the answers, join us each weekend to discover what God says about how to really live. We meet for worship on Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 9 and 11 a.m. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
In a world that keeps going crazy.